You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, big news for both the U.S. and the U.K. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had another baby. They welcomed their daughter on Friday. Her full name, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
That's a lot of names.
Lilibet, and they're going to call her Lily for short. Lilibet was the nickname that Queen Elizabeth had when she was a child, because apparently she couldn't, when she was a toddler, she could not say her own name. She could not say Elizabeth, and it always came out as Lilibet. So they kept that as her nickname, and now that is the official name for Harry and Meghan's daughter. So Lilibet for the Queen, Diana, obviously, for singer Diana Ross.
Right.
It's a joke, people. No, it's a joke. No.
A woman has died, Dom.
too soon, right?
Too soon.
Well, I thought it was
I like Lilibet, though.
I do, too. Lilibet. And they're going to call her Lily. Get a load of this. So she will have dual U.S.-U.K. citizenship because she was born in the U.S. of A. She could, Jeremy, become the first American citizen to inherit the throne. She is eighth in line.
So like Pink, if the world were to blow up.
And theoretically, Lily could become the Queen of England and run for president in the United States because she has the dual citizenship.
Yeah, crazy.
She could oversee both countries.
Oh, man.
Don't you find it interesting after all of the battling going on between Harry and Meghan and, you know, Windsor Castle?
Yep, that they did this.
That they reached out with these names.
A little bit.
It's almost it's like they're like offering an olive branch.
They are. They're kind of, this is a nice little gesture, I guess.
Man. We've talked about this before, that during the pandemic, very few people seem to report getting the flu, the regular old flu. Now I'm reading a story this morning that says it's possible that all of the, you know, tactics that we used to, you know, prevent ourselves from catching COVID may have not only reduced the amount of flu, it's possible it may have actually killed off some of the mutant strains of typical flu. And it's been, over the last 10 years, they say it's been getting harder and harder to come up with vaccines for traditional flu because it mutates every year. And they're saying if this is true and it has killed some of these mutant strains, it will make it easier now to come up with vaccines for traditional flu.
Well, that's so cool.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers.
That's neat.
Crossed. What else is trending?
Well, I don't have any Fat America today, but this kind of falls into it because today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Can you dig it?
Well, I told you I took my wife for ice cream last week, and that's what she got.
I'm a fan of just good old regular chocolate ice cream. If I go to DQ, I get the chocolate cone dipped into the cherry. So chocolate's my go-to there, but I got no beef with regular chocolate. It's better than regular vanilla, I think. At least it's something. A lot of tech stuff out today. Apple's annual developers conference starts today. Of course, they're going to kick it off with one of those keynotes by Tim Cook walking around, talking about all their new products, pacing back and forth. A lot of new iOS updates. You got the Mac iOS, iPhone, the Watch, the Apple TV, multiple iPad iOS updates, and a possible new system called Home OS now. So they've got a lot of systems they got to keep track of.
What is that?
I don't know. I didn't dig any deeper, but I'm wondering if it's like a security slash Alexa type. I don't know. Do they have a speaker? Apple's got a speaker, don't they, that you talk to?
Siri.
Yeah, but at home. Like, that sits on your counter.
Can you not do Siri at home?
No, well, like, you know, there's the Google smart speaker. There's the Amazon smart speaker. Mm-hmm. Is there an Apple smart speaker? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say smart speaker ever again. New chip announcements, new MacBook updates, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the biggies are where everybody's waiting for. They don't know if they're going to tease them or say anything about it today, but Apple Glasses, which is going to be like an augmented reality product, and then the Apple Car.
Well, didn't they try Apple Glasses before, and it was a big failure?
I think they're trying to up their game a little bit.
I'm interested in the Apple Car, though.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool.
And I'm also interested because I'm an Apple stockholder, and I'm curious to see what this little discussion does for the stock.
We'll see. We shall see. New Twitter announcements today. A pair of big upcoming features. Now the ability for users to charge their followers for access to additional content, and the ability to create and join groups based around specific interests. The payment feature is going to be called Super Follows. And you're going to be able to charge people like $5 a month for bonus tweets, access to a group, a newsletter.
It's like doing a Patreon almost.
A little badge indicating your support. Yeah, yeah. So another way to throw your money away. There's also this designer in South Korea who built a third eye, a robotic third eye that you stick to your forehead to prevent you from bumping into stuff while you're walking around texting on your phone. It's got a little sensor on it, so when you're looking down, it'll alert you when you're 5 feet away from walking into something. Boop, 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 boop. It's got a little eyelid that opens and closes when it's on or off. There's a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It looks ridiculous. But I think we need it, right?
Well, I'm just wondering how we will evolve.
Yeah, we're going to grow. We're going to grow that third eye.
We'll probably evolve.
We'll have
to get
weird
an eye
thumbs,
in the middle of our forehead, and then a couple in the back. Too.
Long, weird thumbs and a third eye. We have a new world's oldest person. This is according to reports coming out of India, where medics are going around getting everybody vaccinated. They're basically going door to door right now. They came across this woman. I'm going to butcher her name. Rati Bajim, it looks like, possibly. I apologize. She gave her age as 124 years old.
Now, how do they document it?
I don't know. They said they haven't really dug too deep into it, but they say that they are, this story says the health workers were satisfied enough to release the information on her age. So I don't know if she's got some paperwork or something.
Well,
I'm sure there's going to be more information coming out on this, but 124.
I mean, she says she's 124. I had an aunt who said she was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
I will say she looks 124.
We can't just take her word for it.
I don't know. God bless her, man. That is old. And then real quick, one final thing. A parking space in a Hong Kong neighborhood just sold for $1.3 million. It's at some luxury residential place, whatever. 134 square foot parking space amounts to about $9,500 per square foot.
Yeah.
$1.3 million to park your Civic there.
You know, it happens a lot in Hong Kong, but it also happens in, especially like in Boston, where they sell parking spaces. I've seen them go for more than $250,000 for a parking space. So we're not that far behind.
Down in Denver, around Coors Field, a lot of people own parking spaces down there, and they, you know, they sell them out for Rockies games and stuff. So very lucrative. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB posted a TikTok video showing how you can steal a massive chunk of somebody's pizza without them knowing it.
It's fun to watch.
The only thing is you have to be the one that cuts it, so they don't know. And you kind of take a little slice out of the middle and shove it together. And yeah, watch the video. You could totally get away with this. You do it 10 times, you can make a whole new pizza and sell that pizza. It's a great way to make money. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.